5:37 here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Joining us now on the KRDO Newsline is City Council Member Jill Gabler. Jill, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Well, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Thank you so much. And there's a lot on the council agenda. And let's start. I believe there was a final vote yesterday for that large annexation of the Banning Lewis North project. And break down what that means and what that'll mean to the city council or to the city tax base moving ahead.
Sure. Well, it is the kind of continuation of the Banning Lewis Ranch going north of Woodman Road. I think it's adding about 900 acres. I could be wrong there. And it'll be master planned as one area. So for the city, we, of course, will have an amazingly master planned eastern portion of our city in the future. And this will be a mix of residential, commercial, and all of these types of uses do bring taxes into the city. We of course, are seeing more people than ever buying things from the privacy of their homes. And so all of those taxes and sales come back to the city of Colorado Springs. So as we continue to grow as a city, we know that we need to have more and more space to plant houses and homes for our growing community.
Exactly. And we do know that one bright spot that we've talked about with the mayor, various other city council members, has been that online tax revenue, which has really kind of helped the city throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. It could have been much worse. And how are we currently looking at the city as we continue to move into 2021?
Well, as a city, I mean, we are doing very well as far as sales tax is concerned. I know our tourism is down about 40%, but we are still even doing in tourism much better than other cities. So Colorado Springs is an extremely resilient city. We have a diverse workforce, and I think that we are poised well into the future, into 2021.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of bright news still ahead. The airport, a lot more business coming in, but I know the budget process is also kind of coming up. And are we looking to be somewhat stable, or how is the budget coming together for the upcoming year?
Well, we are on a calendar year, so that calendar year has just begun for the city of Colorado Springs. We have not really, even from a council perspective, begun looking at the 22 budget, but for 21, I think we're doing pretty well. And I know as far as COVID is concerned, we also just passed an ordinance yesterday providing some relief to our restaurants. We're giving them a sales tax rebate from our general fund. So that will be our 2% tax rebate to qualifying restaurants. So we are doing what we can in this time to really support the restaurants that are struggling.
Yes, and this is that matching grant as well, that's kind of that combo with the city and the county.
The county is also rebating its 1% sales tax. So yes, together it's a 3% general fund sales tax that they will get to have rebated. So it's not a lot, but it's something, and we think every little bit can help right now, and we want them to know that we are doing what we can to support them through this time.
Exactly. And we'd mentioned, you know, a lot of business, especially near the airport. We've got Southwest coming. We've got new flights coming in from United, plus that giant facility from Amazon. So there is a bright future ahead, especially for business here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, the airport continues to amaze me. I mean, of course, we just had the announcement about Southwest Airlines coming, and we just saw pictures that their gate is pretty much done. So they will be coming soon, and we're ready. Actually, the picture I saw had Bernie in it, so it was a big joke. But yes, and Amazon just announced it's putting out another facility out at the airport. So that will be three separate buildings that they have out there, and more throughout the city of Colorado Springs. So they are definitely seeing what a great city we are, and want to really plant some significant business here.
That is amazing. And what else can we look forward to here into the coming months for the city?
Oh, goodness. Well, I think the big thing is in April, we will have a city election. And it's kind of a surprise to everyone, because we did just have a very large national election. But the city election will be electing 6 new council members. I will be leaving. I am term limited after 8 years. And so folks really need to start looking right now at their own council districts. The boundaries for the council districts have changed. So some people have moved into different districts, and They just announced, I think yesterday or the day before, all of the folks who are running. So the slates are set, and people should start learning about their council members and get out and vote, because everything's local, and your local council members are the closest level of government to the people. So they are there for you.
Exactly. I know a lot of people like to spend attention on the national elections, but really, these municipal elections are going to have the biggest impact on your day-to-day. And Jill, we want to thank you for your 8 years of service to Colorado Springs and wish you the best in whatever the future holds for you.
That means a lot. Thank you very much.
No problem. And again, we will talk to you hopefully soon, again, before the end of your term. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News this evening.
Thank you. Take care.